las otras clases de inglés. En una clase de inglés Vaughan, el tiempo se optimiza al máximo. Cada minuto cuenta para tu empresa y cada minuto cuenta para tu inglés. Es una cuestión de pura matemática. Cuanto más practiques las estructuras esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Vaughan hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687, en Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. All right, here we are back together again. What are you thinking about now, Richard? What are you thinking about? I'm planning to give my wife a stapler for Christmas. A stapler. Well, if I were you, I would give her something else. But she needs a stapler. She said the other day, ay, mi querido mío, no tengo grapadora. Necesito una grapadora. So I'm going to give her a stapler for Christmas, as a Christmas present. Richard, if I were you, I would give her something else. I would give her something else. And now what are you thinking about? Well, I'm thinking about spending my holidays in Avilés. In Avilés. In Asturias. Yeah. Why not? Well, no, it's a nice town, but if I were you, I would spend my holidays in Candás. Or in Llanes. You know, if you want to go to Asturias or in Ribadesella or in Tazones or in Cudillero, you know, but not in Avilés itself. Hey, but it's a nice town. It is true. I mean, this is a nice town, much better now than before because the factory, the old Encidesa factory, I think, doesn't pollute anymore. So it's a clean town now. It used to be very polluted. It used to be. Which means it's not anymore. It used to be very polluted. All right. Él es un conocido periodista. He's a well-known journalist. Well-known. Well-known is very common in English. I remember my first month in Spain when I was 20 years old. I said, no, es bien conocido. And my Spanish friend said, no, decimos, él es bien conocido. Decimos, él es conocido. He is known. But we don't. We say well-known with a hyphen. Well, hyphen, known. Well-known. Él es un conocido periodista. He's a well-known journalist, which means relatively famous. He's a well-known journalist. Ella es una persona muy celosa. She's a very jealous girl. She's a very jealous person. Yes. So be careful, because if you decide to start going out with her and she becomes your girlfriend, well, she's very possessive. Eh? Very, very possessive. And she freaks out if she thinks you're maybe calling another girl or something. So she's very jealous. Él es un vago. He's a lazy person. Really, we don't have a word for un vago. He's lazy. He's a lazy person. Lazy. Perezoso, vago, dejado. He's a lazy person. Mi secretaria es zurda. Huh? My secretary is left-handed. Left-handed. Ringo Starr is left-handed. And Paul McCartney's left-handed. It's interesting that two of the members of the Beatles were left-handed. And Ringo Starr learned how to play the drums. He learned on a right-handed drum set or drum kit. So when he started learning how to play the drums, he was using a right-handed drum kit. In fact, I think his mother or his grandmother, I can't remember, tried to force him to use his right hand. So his style of playing the drums is a bit unusual, because he has always played drums with a right-handed drum set, and he's left-handed. I remember watching him explain once. Now, the reason is this beat takes longer because I need to move my right hand. My right hand is slower. So, and of course, Paul McCartney is left-handed as well. Left-handed. Mi secretaria zurda. My secretary's left-handed. We use this a lot. Left-handed, right-handed, empty-handed. Llegarás con las manos vacías, ya verás. You'll arrive empty-handed. Empty-handed, yes. Le pillamos con las manos en la masa. We caught him red-handed. Red-handed means con las manos ensangrentadas. Red-handed, say manos rojas. Red-handed, we caught him red-handed. We caught him with his hand in the cookie jar. All right. Red-handed, empty-handed, left-handed, right-handed. Words, I can't think of others. Yes, with handed. Huh? Words with handed. Let's see if we can find more. Even-handed, backhanded, bare-handed. Sí, lo hice con sin ayuda de nada, con las manos mismas. I did it bare-handed. They're locked. Then we have minded, open-minded, de mente abierta. Yes, close-minded, like-minded, absent-minded, means despistado, absent-minded, simple-minded, de la mente simple. Yes, simple-minded, there are a lot of words. Open-minded, close-minded, narrow-minded, broad-minded. There are many, many words in English like that. So, shall we continue? But then you have headed, hard-headed. Yes, he's hard-headed, means testarudo, like I was stubborn, like I was talking about before. He's very hard-headed. No es muy probable que vengan aquí hoy, eh? It's not very likely. It's not very likely that they will come today. No, today they never come on Mondays. Well, never? They never come on Mondays? Hardly ever. They hardly ever come on Mondays. What's the opposite of hardly ever? The opposite of hardly ever? Almost always. They almost always come on any day except Monday. They hardly ever come on Monday. Well, when was the last time they came on Monday? I don't remember. They come on Mondays once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon? Una vez en una luna azul. What does that mean, once in a blue moon? It means muy de tarde en tarde. Not very often. Hardly ever. Hardly ever. Once in a blue moon. Hardly ever. But what's a blue moon? I've explained this many times on the air. I don't need to explain it again. Well, I don't listen to your show every day, which means the times you've explained it, I wasn't listening. What's a blue moon? Well, do you know the song? Blue moon, you saw me standing alone. Let's see, lyrics, blue moon. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. All right. To feel blue means sentir tristeza. Blue, I'm feeling blue. Y los, the blues, los blues, the blues means música un poco triste. My girl, she left me. She left me. Yeah, it's a bit like el cantejondo. Me ha dejado. The cantejondo is also kind of sad. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone. Me has visto aquí de pie. Solo. Without a dream in my heart. Hombre, hay que tener un sueño, ¿no? ¿Cómo vas a tener un sueño? Es realidad si no tienes un sueño. The first prerequisite in having a dream come true is to have a dream. So you need to have a dream. Without a love of my own. Yeah, Richard, but you haven't answered my question. What question? Well, what's a blue moon? Oh, a blue moon. Like the expression, once in a blue moon, muy de tarde en tarde, once in a blue moon. Well, you see, if you have a blue moon is a full moon, the second full moon in a single calendar month. All right. Excuse me. Let's see. How often do we have a blue moon? Let's see how often. How often does a blue moon happen? Normally, blue moons come only about every 2 or 3 years. All right. In 2018, unusually, we had 2 blue moons in 1 year and only 2 months apart. Okay, now, blue moon is, I repeat, is a full moon in the second full moon in a single calendar month. For example, if on August 1st we have a full moon, then probably, well, probably no, definitely, on August 28th or August 29th, we'll have a full moon again, because every 28 days. And so, if it is true that there will be, a full moon on August 1st, then on August 29th, we will have a blue moon, which is the second full moon in a single month. Yeah, will we have a blue moon in 2021? Let's see. The full moon, on August 22nd, 23rd, is a seasonal blue moon. I don't understand it. But in any case, we say once in a blue moon. Yes, what's once in a blue moon? There are 2 different definitions for a blue moon. Ah, this is new for me. I'm looking at a new website. All right. There are 2 different definitions for a blue moon. A seasonal blue moon. Anda, okay. Una luna azul estacional de la estación. Spring, summer. A seasonal blue moon is the 3rd full moon of an astronomical season that has 4 full moons. A monthly blue moon is the 2nd full moon in a calendar month with 2 full moons. All right. Well, I didn't know that other meaning. Why is it called a blue moon? I don't know. All right. So, let's continue. So, once in a blue moon. They come here on Mondays once in a blue moon, which means hardly ever. They hardly ever come here. So, no es muy probable que vengan aquí hoy. Because today's Monday. It's not very likely. It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely that they will come here. today. I'm not expecting them. They never show up. They never come here on Mondays. What do you mean never? You said hardly ever. All right. So there is a possibility. Yeah, there's a possibility. But I would make a bet 10 to 1. I'll bet you $10. Or I'll bet you 10 to 1. If I win, you pay me $1. If you win, I'll pay you $10. So the odds are 10 to 1. I'll bet you 10 to 1 that they don't come today. All right. Hay algo suelto en el sobre. There's something loose in the envelope. Yeah. Maybe it's a coin. Maybe it's a silver dollar. Maybe. Or maybe it's a French coin dated 1808. Yes, when I was in college, I had a coin, a Napoleonic coin. And I remember it was dated 1808. 1808. The same year of the, in which Napoleon came to Spain. You see, 1808, when the beginning of the Peninsular War. And I had a coin, and I took it to a coin dealer in Austin, Texas, I remember. And he looked at it, and he says, I'll give you $1 for this coin. And I said, $1? It's a Napoleonic coin. Una moneda de la época napoleónica. He said, yes, but it's not in good shape. And it was true. The coin was not, it was not in good condition. He said, I'll give you a dollar. And I said, no, thanks. So I didn't, I kept it, but I don't know where it is now. It had the image of Napoleon on the coin, Napoleon Bonaparte. And I don't know what happened to it. I'm not an accumulator of material items. I'm simply not. Hay algo suelto en el sobre. There's something loose in the envelope. Die Burger Masters Hundeslust. All right. That's a German. I don't know if I've said it correctly. I don't speak German. But it means el perro del alcalde se ha soltado o está suelto. O perdido. I don't know if it's... And that's the only sentence my father knew in German. It was the mayor's dog is lost. But here I'm talking about loose, suelto, o flojo, a loose screw, un tornillo flojo. For example, you know, we can say that, let's see, Alberto Alonso has a loose screw. Alberto Alonso has a loose screw. Is it true that Alberto has a loose screw? To have a loose screw means le falta un tornillo a nuestro amigo Alberto. He has a loose screw. We don't say le falta un tornillo. We say tiene un tornillo flojo. He has a loose screw. Loose. Spelling. L-O-O-S-E. Loose. Flojo o suelto. Se ha soltado el perro is the dog is loose. El perro está suelto. The dog is loose. Yes, loose. Again, loose. Es una sonido de U pura, U española. Y S fuerte, loose. Now, perder is to lose. O simple, lose, lose. And the S is pronounced like an English Z. Lose. Don't lose your cool. No pierdas la calma. Don't lose your cool. Chill out, man. Don't lose your cool. But there's something loose in the envelope. I wonder what it is. It could be a coin. It probably is a coin. It feels, it sounds like a coin. Shaking the envelope. There's something loose in the envelope. El tornillo está demasiado flojo. The screw is too loose. We need to tighten it. Do you have a screwdriver? Yeah. I always carry a screwdriver with me. What do you mean? I always carry a screwdriver in my jacket pocket. Why? Well, you never know. You never know. Nunca se sabe. You never know when you might need a screwdriver. Oh, my God. You know, I need a screwdriver once every 2 years. Yeah, but you never know.
In fact, you're asking me, you want to tighten a screw, right? Yes, I want to tighten, apretar un tornillo, I want to tighten a screw. Well, I have a screwdriver. I always carry one, just in case. Huh. Oh, what else do you carry? I also carry a monkey wrench. A what? A monkey wrench. What's that? Llave de mono. Llave de mono. Llave is key. Bueno, key, yes, a key is llave para coche, para puertas, etc. But a wrench is una llave industrial. Como llave inglesa. What's a monkey wrench? A monkey wrench, I think in British they say a wrench, monkey wrench. In British English, I don't know what they say. I think they say spanner or something like that. An adjustable spanner. And we just say a monkey wrench, which means, I think it's a llave inglesa in Spanish. Let me find out. Let's see. Monkey wrench. Ah, es hay un grupo musical que se llama Monkey Wrench. Okay. Llave Ford? Una llave Ford? Come on, do you guys say that? Es tipo llave ajustable. No. There's a different thing. A monkey wrench is different. Okay, just a second. Let me find out. Llave inglesa. Let's start with llave inglesa. I think it's called llave inglesa. All right, llave inglesa. Yes, that's a monkey wrench. That's funny. Maybe I'm wrong all along. Una llave Ford y una llave inglesa are different. A monkey wrench. Industrial. I have to put it because there's a rock group now. No, the monkey wrench is llave inglesa, no llave Ford. So there's a difference here. Now, the British, I think they call it a spanner. Yeah, an adjustable, ajustable spanner, which makes more sense. It makes more sense. So the British word probably is better. Yes, a monkey, but a monkey wrench. Now, I always carry a screwdriver and a monkey wrench. Just in case. Okay. So the screwdriver is for screwing in screws. Okay. Para atornillar tornillos. Or desatornillar tornillos. That's to screw in screws or to unscrew screws. And the monkey wrench? Well, it's for tightening nuts. Wow, this sounds like strange English. Screwing in screws and tightening nuts. Yes, para apretar tuercas. Oh. Or to loosen nuts. Aflojar tuercas. So I always carry a monkey wrench just in case I need to tighten nuts or loosen nuts. And I always keep a screwdriver on me, en mi persona, encima, just in case I need to tighten screws or unscrew, loosen screws, okay. Yes, and I also keep a little tiny container of Coca-Cola. Un frasquito pequeño de Coca-Cola. Why? Because it's the best agent to loosen screws. If you can't loosen a screw or a nut, pour some Coca-Cola on it and boom, it's easy. It's easy to loosen things with Coca-Cola. Well, I use 3-in-1. Tres en uno. Yeah, that works too, but Coca-Cola works even better. All right. Es un lugar muy solitario. It's a very lonely place. What? What's a lonely place? Right here, where I am. It's very lonely. Nacho is in the control room on his own. It's very lonely. ¿A qué sí? Es muy solitario, eh? It's very lonely there. And it's very lonely here. I can't see you. And because of the COVID, our waiting room is locked. Nobody can use it. And the receptionist hasn't come yet because of the COVID. We don't need a receptionist first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning is a primera hora de la mañana, first thing in the morning. So it's very lonely here. Yes. It reminds me of the song Only the Lonely. Yes, lum dum 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 doo doo wah. Only the Lonely. Yeah. That was by Ray Orbison. Can you put that on, Nacho? Only the Lonely? Roy Orbison. Only the lonely know the way that I feel tonight. Know this feeling ain't right. Only the lonely. Lum dum 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 doo doo wah. Okay. Let me know when you have it, because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Do you have it? Put it on. Ray Orbison. Roy Orbison. Fair enough.
There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Only the lonely know why I cry. Solo los solitarios entienden por qué yo lloro. There goes my baby. Ahí va mi nena, la mi siempre. Pero se irá con otro. There goes, ahí la ves. There goes my heart. They're gone forever. Ellos dos, tanto ella como mi corazón, se han ido para siempre. So far apart. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling isn't right. But Roy Orbison says, ain't right. No, this feeling ain't right. Only there goes my baby. There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. Yeah, but only the lonely. Roy Orbison, he was a brilliant songwriter. Quite a special guy. Yes. Pretty little woman walking down the street. All right. With that moment of music, I'll be right back.
Baugan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Baugan con la magia de Disney. Si tenéis hijos entre 4 y 9 años, les esperamos en todos los centros Baugan. Puedes consultarnos en grupobaugan.com. Y no te olvides que la formación continúa con el Club Junior y todas las ofertas de formación de la línea Junior de Baugan.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Baugan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo, eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Ah, Platón, amigo, déjame hablarte de la paradoja del ejecutivo monilingüe.
¿La qué, Aristóteles?
En el futuro, todas las mujeres y hombres importantes de la Tierra necesitarán comunicarse en la misma lengua para prosperar en sus trabajos, o de lo contrario, no podrán ascender y obtener grandes ganancias. Esa lengua se llamará inglés.
Ajá, lo comprendo, querido Aristóteles, pero sus trabajos y el quehacer cotidiano mantendrán a los hombres y a las mujeres ocupados, y no tendrán tiempo de aprender el foráneo lenguaje. He ahí la paradoja.
Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833 para Madrid o llama al 93-339-8687 93-339-8687 para Barcelona.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, last half hour. It's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. It's a good Monday. It's going to be a very interesting Monday today. It's going to be very productive. It's going to be, it's going to be, it's going to be, it's going to be. All right. Tengo la costumbre de pensar en voz alta. I have the habit of thinking out loud. The bad habit of thinking out loud. Tengo la costumbre de, I have the habit of is a preposition, thinking, ing. I have the habit of thinking out loud. Tengo algunos cabos sueltos que atar primero. I have some loose ends to tie first. Loose, suelto, flojo, loose. Loose ends, to tie loose ends, atar cabos sueltos. It's interesting that in the two languages we have the same concept. De cabos que están sueltos. It's interesting. Loose ends, terminaciones sueltas. Loose ends, ends. To tie loose ends. So I have some loose ends that I need to tie first. Okay. I have to tie some loose ends first before I can say yes or no. All right? Yo no iré a no ser que vengas conmigo. I won't go unless you come with me. I won't go unless you come with me. If you don't come with me, I won't go. Please come with me. Otherwise, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go unless you come with me. So, come with me. Toda empresa tiene sus altibajos. Every company has its ups and downs. Ups and downs, ups and downs. O sea, en inglés decimos sus arribas y abajos. Ups and downs, sus altibajos. Yeah. Every company has its su de ello, la compañía. Every company has its ups and downs, company, fíjate en la pronunciación. All my life, I hear my Spanish friends say, company. It's not company, it's company. It rhymes with come. Ven a mi compañía is come to my company. Come to my company. All right. So, every company has its ups and downs. Every English teacher has their ups and downs. Nations have their ups and downs. Yes, ups and downs. Everybody has their ups and downs. And every company has its ups and downs. Mientras a mí me gusta el helado de chocolate, a mi mujer le gusta el helado de vanilla. Okay. Whereas I like chocolate ice cream, my wife likes vanilla ice cream. Yes. Yes. And why are you together if you don't like the same kind of ice cream? My God, you should divorce. Well, no, it's not a problem. Well, why did you get married in the first place? I mean, did you know that she liked vanilla ice cream before you got married? Yes, I did. And then why did you marry her? Because it didn't matter to me. I like chocolate ice cream, she likes... But the reason we got married is because I like the crust and she likes the white of the bread. Oh, that's the reason you got married. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah, you see, I like the crust of the bread and she likes the white of the bread. What's the white? La miga. Yeah. Yo prefiero la corteza y la de ella, la miga. And so it was a perfect match. I said, well, you know, you don't like the crust. She said, no, I don't like the crust. No. Well, I don't like the white. I know. No. Well, let's get married. It's a perfect fit. It's a perfect match. It's a perfect fit. And so that's the reason we got married, was because I like the crust of the bread and she likes the white of the bread. You know, I don't know if there's another word for miga. You have an expression in Spanish, tiene mucha miga. You have these expressions, but let's see, miga. Now, miga también son crumbs, como migajas, crumbs. But miga is la parte blanca del pan. You know, no la parte exterior, the center of the bread. All right. Well, in Texas, we say the white of the bread. I don't know if that's true in the rest of the United States. All right. The white of the bread. Let me see if I can find this. The white of the bread. Come on. Come out. White bread. No, white bread. No, I want to know the white of the bread. Okay. I can't find it. The white or the crust? Or the crust. I'm going to continue on this. The crust of the bread. Some people take off the crust. I like the white. There must be a better word than white. The white of the bread. But that's the reason my wife and I are married, because I like the corteza and she likes the miga. Okay. So, we're a perfect match. We're a perfect fit. All right. So, mientras que a mi mujer le gusta el helado, whereas, también se dice while, like in Spanish, while my wife likes vanilla chocolate ice cream, or no, while my wife likes vanilla ice cream, I like chocolate. Whereas, me gusta más todavía. Qué follón, what a mess. What a mess, my God. this pandemic question, what a mess. Now the economy is picking up and we have to clean up the mess. ¿Quién va a limpiar todo el lío que se ha hecho? Who's going to clean up the mess? Yeah. Well, the consumers and the producers, we will clean up the mess. We'll clean up the mess. Él es sin duda la persona más inteligente aquí. He's without a doubt the most intelligent person here. Who is the who? Fitz. Fitz, our favorite Irishman from Cork, with no excuses. He is by far means con diferencia, notable diferencia. He's by far the most intelligent person here. Really? More intelligent than Nacho. Fitz is by far the most intelligent person here. By far. Maybe. Who knows? All right. Las ventas han crecido por el boca a boca. Sales have grown by word of mouth. Word of mouth. We don't say mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth is a resuscitation. Mouth to mouth resuscitation is, in Spanish, I don't know how to say it. Yeah. Mouth to mouth resuscitation. I don't know what you call it in Spanish. I don't know how to say it. En español, let me see if we can find it. Resucitación boca a boca. All right, mouth to mouth resuscitation. But I think there's a better way of saying it. I can't think of it. La ayuda de resucitación boca a boca. Respiración boca a boca. Something like that. We say resuscitation. Reanimación boca a boca. That's mouth to mouth. But el boca a boca como publicidad, that's word of mouth. Word hyphen of hyphen mouth. Excuse me, Richard, what's hyphen? Hyphen means guion. Ah, como un guionista. No. That's a script. Guion de película o de teatro is a script. Script. But hyphen, H-Y-P-H-E-N, hyphen, is un guion entre palabras. Guion, it's a hyphen. Isn't that a dash? Yes and no. It's the same sign, but a dash you use in a sentence. Donde escribes una cosa, luego un guion alto, y luego una frase subordinada, luego otro guion alto. Y luego sigue. That's a dash. Dash. But a hyphen is between words. Self-conscious. Self-confidence. Autoconfianza. Self-confidence. We say hyphen. So word of mouth. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Literalmente palabra de boca. Is la publicidad boca a boca. You know, people say, hey, vete a Baugen. Lo hacen muy bien. You know, that's word of mouth. It's a very powerful and very effective advertising tech way. It's a very way of advertising. You can't control it, but if you give good quality, in the long run, you will benefit from word of mouth. Advertising, word of mouth. So, mis ventas han crecido por el boca a boca. My sales have grown by word of mouth. Él es tan despistado que se le olvidó su cumpleaños. He's so absent-minded that he forgot his own birthday. Can you believe it? He forgot his birthday. Today's his birthday and he forgot. Really? He completely forgot. And today's his birthday. Yeah, he's so absent-minded. Now, absent-minded has a hyphen. Absent hyphen, minded. All of the words that have mind, open-minded, closed-minded, absent-minded, narrow-minded, broad-minded, yeah, simple-minded, they have a hyphen. However, the tradition in the English language concerning compound words, son palabras compuestas, open-minded, the tradition is initially, they are two separate words. And then for about 30 or 40 or 50 years, They are connected by a hyphen. And then finally they become a single word. So probably if you look it up in some dictionaries, they will offer you both. Hyphenated. And as a single word. It's interesting. We say hyphenated con guión, separado con guión. All right. Hyphenated. It's like ifenated. Hyphenated. Is that word hyphenated? This is very common in English, in schools, in the English speaking world. Excuse me, Miss Jones. Is that hyphenated? Yes. No, or two separate words, or one single word. For example, open-minded. Excuse me, Miss Kelly, is single-minded a single word, two words, or is it hyphenated? All right. For me, I still write them, spell them as hyphenated. All right. So, él es tan despistado, he's so absent-minded that he forgot his own birthday. ¿Hasta dónde llegamos con esto ayer? How far did we get with this yesterday? How far did we get with this yesterday? Not too far. All right, someone told me to wait here. Alguien me dijo que esperase aquí. Someone told me to wait here. Someone asked them to be quiet. Alguien les pidió que se callaran o que se mantuvieran callados. Todo esto es voz activa con someone, somebody. Somebody told me to wait here. Normally, we use the passive voice in this case. I was told. Yo fui dicho. Literalmente. I was told to wait here. Somebody asked them to be quiet. They were told. Es la voz pasiva impersonal. La gente, no es importante. Somebody told them to be quiet. No, they were told to be quiet. Someone informed me yesterday. I was informed yesterday. Yes, someone should warn him about the danger. He should be warned about the danger. He's not aware of the danger. Yes. He started going out with Priscilla. And Priscilla is a man-eater. She's dangerous. Nobody has warned him. He should be warned. Hey, be careful, Johnny. You're going out with Priscilla? Good luck. I mean, she's dangerous. Yes, she's a man-eater. Yeah. Be careful with her. He should be warned. Anyone and everyone can trust him. Excuse me. Anyone and everyone can trust him. O sea, cualquiera y todo el mundo le puede fiarse de él o confiar en él. Yeah. Anyone and everyone can trust him. So he can be trusted. That's correct. He can be trusted. Yeah. It's more common to say this in the negative. He can't be trusted. Se dice mucho en inglés. Él no puede ser confiado. O sea, él no puede ser fiado. Significa que no hay que fiarse de él. No hay que confiar en él. Be careful. He can't be trusted. Who can't be trusted? I don't know. Let me think of somebody who can't be trusted. No, I can't think of anybody who can't be trusted. Someone must do it. Someone must do it. Okay. It must be done. It must be done. Someone has to do it. Tiene que hacerse. Por obligación. It has to be done. Por narices, as you say in Spanish. It has to be done. No one did it. No one did it. It wasn't done. It wasn't done. Someone should have done it last week. It should have been done last week. It should have been done last week. Tenía que haberse hecho la semana pasada. It should have been done. Debió de hacerse la semana... No. Debió hacerse la semana pasada. You know, I don't know how to speak Spanish in the case of deber. It should have been done last week. Tenía que haberse hecho. Debía haberse hecho la pasada semana. Now it's too late. It should have been done last week. It should have been done last week. No one is capable of doing it. No one is capable of doing it? No, it can't be done. It can't, no se puede. No se puede hacer. It can't be done. No puede ser hecho. It can't be done. It can't be done. No one included you on the list. No one included you. You weren't included on the list. You weren't included. Why wasn't I included? I mean, I'm the big boss. Because they didn't remember to include the big boss. They were too worried about forgetting to include somebody that they didn't think about the most important person, the person at the top. So I wasn't included on the list, so I can't go. Well, no, it's too late now. We already sent the list. So I'm sorry, you weren't included on the list. No one invited you to the party. You weren't invited to the party. Why wasn't I invited to the party? No one contacted me. No one has contacted me yet. I haven't been contacted yet. I haven't been contacted yet. I haven't been contacted yet. Nobody has contacted me. So, I'm sitting here waiting. I'm simply sitting here waiting for somebody to contact me. Yes. So, what shall we do? We still have about 6 minutes left. Well, I don't know. Well, what do you feel like doing? I don't know. Whatever you want. Well, I don't know what to do. Hey, but you still have 6 or 7 minutes left. Come on, that's radio time. Radio time is very expensive. Yeah, radio time is expensive. Well, then fill it up with something. Fill up the time. Fill up. Lleno el tiempo. Fill the time is correcto también, pero solemos decir fill up. Fill up the time with something, I don't know, something useful. Yeah, like what? I don't know. I'm not the teacher. That's your job to figure out what to do. But I've run out of time. I've run out of ideas. I haven't run out of time yet, but I've run out of ideas. Se me han acabado las ideas. I've run out of ideas. I really don't know what to do. What do you mean you've run out of ideas? You never run out of ideas. Well, it seems there's always a first time, right? It seems that I have run out of ideas. Yeah, I have no idea what to do in the next 6 minutes. Yeah, come on, give me some ideas. Look, I'm not an English teacher, and I'm not a radio DJ. I have no idea. How am I supposed to help you? I've never taught English in my life. I can't give you any ideas. Well, I don't know. What do people need to learn? They need to learn everything. All right. So why not, I don't know, practice questions? Ah, like mastering the interrogative. That's right. Oh, I chose the red one because it was cheaper. Why did you choose the red one? I chose the red one because it was cheaper. I came by car. How did you come? I came by car. I used the rifle instead of the pistol. Well, why did you use the rifle instead of the pistol? Because it's more accurate. Is more accurate. It costs around $2,000. How much does it cost? How much does it cost? I didn't say that. That's incorrect question. Yeah? I said it cost around $2,000. Yeah? How much does it cost? Listen to my sentence. It cost around $2,000. Huh? Ah, okay. How much did it cost? All right. It costs around $2,000. Okay, how much did it cost? No. Now it's the opposite. Well, the opposite. Now it's present tense. Listen. It costs around $2,000. How much does it cost? That's present tense. Cuesta. It costs, cuesta, cuesta alrededor de $2,000. It costs around. Y pasado simple, cost around. Can you hear the difference? Costs around. So, how much does it cost and how much did it cost? All right. It would cost less if you paid in cash. How much would it cost if I paid in cash? It would cost less. And I'll give you a 5% discount. A cash discount. That's right. You pay in cash. And you will enjoy a 5% discount. Really? And if I pay in advance? 10%. Well, it depends on how far in advance. Well, I'll pay you right now. Yeah, but it won't be ready until next month. It doesn't matter. I'll pay up front. I'll pay you in advance. Yes, por adelantado. In advance. Now, what kind of discount can you give me if I pay today, right now? If you pay right now, well, I mean, it's $20,000. Come on, it's pretty steep price. Un precio bastante empinado, si dice en inglés. Well, yes, it's a pretty stiff price. It's a pretty steep. Steep, S-T-E-E-P, $20,000. Well, I'll pay you right now, in cash. In cash right now, do you mean you have $20,000 on you? Yeah. Yeah. I'll pay you up front. I'll pay you in advance, right now. Make out a bill. Prepare una factura. Make out a bill right now, and I'll pay it. I'll pay the bill. I'll pay for the merchandise right now. But it's $20,000. No sweat. No problem. No sweat. No.